This is a podcast where you don't have to be perfect. You can be happy. Make your day count. Encouraging, uplifting, and full of joy. You're worth more than you think. This is entirely unconventional, and I'm Lindsay Roberts. I pray for something miraculous to happen to you today. Hi, everybody. I'm Lindsay Roberts. Welcome to Entirely Unconventional. Big day here at Podcast Day because my co-host, Melissa Lee, is back.
I'm back. This is your warning.
You're back with bells and whistles.
Oh, I'm so excited to be back.
Why did they say bells and whistles? I don't know, but you're back.
I'm here with Bell the Bells. Like, I don't know, all the extras. I might be a little extra.
We need to find a book of sayings and what they really mean.
What they mean?
Because hopefully we're not using them wrong, but we very
we probably could be.
Yeah.
And here's what I realize. That our children and this generation doesn't even know what we're talking about.
They just think we're making up
like crazy things.
Yeah. But
so I'm sure there are meanings behind these
and
little things.
And I was looking at one of Orwell's books the other day and I was working on it and I'm like, wait, what does that mean? And it was about 50 years old, so I had to go back and look at it. But truth be told, things do change.
Right.
Speaking of change, you may be wondering where my beautiful co-host has been.
Yes.
She has had a new change of season in her life. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, sure. You know, it's interesting that you brought up season because I thought, here we are, embarking on summer.
Yeah.
All these moms and dads and families are trying to figure, I know I have daughters who work who are trying to figure out the new set up for the children, new activities and summer camps.
Well, these days, we're going to have to tell what Elia did while Candace was
I think we should have a podcast with all our girls and let them chat.
It would be a blast.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be.
So
Candace
we have enough between us. We have seven daughters.
Overseas and her little...
A Zoom,
A Zoom, yes. And her little boy came in. He's a little tiny.
Yes.
He's preschool.
Yeah.
And he came in and just could not understand why they were speaking another language.
Yes.
And he would not give up till somebody...
What is going on in here? She's trying to like mute him as quick as possible.
You know those commercials we see on TV where the guys are doing some kind of very important work and they've got a suit on the top, but they got their PJs on the bottom.
Yes.
That was the moment.
That was definitely the COVID wardrobe, the work wardrobe, the Zoom.
Wait, it was only for COVID? Why didn't somebody tell me it was supposed to stop?
That's when we all discovered. So, but yes, as far as seasons, I was gone because I was in the hospital with my precious husband.
Yep.
And he passed away just not very many weeks ago.
Yep.
So I am in a completely new season.
Yep.
And I woke up feeling stronger today. Interestingly enough, that we're going to be covering your new book, Lindsay, Discover Your True Strength.
Yeah.
And we can find this book at discoveryourtruestrength.com. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to get it. It is filled with timely. I know for me, I said, who knew that you were writing this book for one of the toughest, absolutely the toughest season I've ever gone. I've been married 38 years and loved my husband for 40 years. And I don't know life without him. So we're navigating a season that I don't really, it's a storm, if you will. I wasn't looking forward to it. But today was really the first day in a, since, I mean, I can't even say since January probably, because we were enduring a lot of his being very ill and hospital stays.
Totally unexpected.
Oh,
none of this was expected.
No.
You know, if it was a 20 year
battle. We were supposed to come home in 5 days.
Yeah.
It was like 80 days later or 70, how many days later, I drove home without my husband.
Yeah, and totally unexpected.
Yeah, I was so
devastated.
Was not
the way we thought.
But I woke up this morning, and we've been working on this book.
Yes, we have.
And we've been recording Make Your Day Count and Bookmark, and we've been talking about strength. And I am telling you, as I was making my bed this morning, I already told Lindsay this. I was like, Lord, what do we share about strength? This book, Strength. Strength is, it's not just strength to be strong.
No,
it's
not,
not
at
like,
all.
Oh, now you're not weak. It's strength to overcome what's in our path, right?
Read the cover
strength
of it.
To, yes.
How about
choosing
that?
Choosing to thrive.
Was I bossy when I said that?
No, I love it. I love it. Choosing to thrive in the midst of life's challenges. So it's strength for a purpose, Lindsay.
Yes.
Strength to overcome fear. Strength to, for me, it's overcoming grief. It's overcoming the unknown, a future that I never anticipated or expected.
Because now your kids are all grown.
Yeah.
And that's a different story. Right. It's not like, okay, I can pour myself into my 5-year-old. Mm-mm. Your kids are grown.
No, and this we have is the grandbabies time that I wanted them to know their pop-pops, you know?
We had talked so many times, and your one of your daughters is here in the room, and one of my daughters is here in the room. And every time we say this, all of them collectively roll their eyes. Anytime we say this to our children. But your husband, Gary, Dr. Gary, he was our doctor for many, many years. And you and Richard and me, all four of us, talked about renting an RV.
Oh, my gosh.
Elizabeth almost fell off her chair right over there. She took a little roll over on the chair. And she just... She's shaking her head, but she's shaking her shoulders, trying to contain it. If ever there were four people that did not belong taking a road trip.
Lucy, Ethel, Fred, and Lucy and Ethel, Fred, and Ricky.
And Ricky.
I think there's an I Love Lucy show where they tried to do a camper.
If there was, I got to go back and watch it because it's us.
It might be a movie. But yeah, that would be us.
That was us. I mean, between all of us. It's like, it really is, it's a combination of the Flintstones and something, because we're in the Stone Age. We don't know what we're doing. And, you know.
We have smart children.
And now that season has changed.
Right, right.
And because of it, I told Melissa, there's a scripture in, there's one in Isaiah that says, take hold of my strength. Mm-hmm. So that's an action to take hold. And sometimes you've got the ability to have the action.
Right.
But there's also one in Hebrews, and I love this. It's 1:1:1:1, Hebrews 11:11. Sarah received strength.
I don't remember ever reading that scripture, Lindsay, and I'm sure I have because I've studied Hebrews.
Yeah.
But it never struck me that I felt incapacitated emotionally.
Yeah.
I mean, I could just kind of go crawl to my room. I drove back. We had been in a hospital several hours away. And I just remember that long drive home, and one of my girls was in my car, and the other one was driving ahead of us. And I was like, I wish I could pop your car in my car, because we all need to be together right now, because we were so shocked, you know?
Yeah.
But I came home, and there were two couples there, and it's our group that we've all been together
for 100 years.
And I walked in, and I couldn't even, at that point, I didn't really have an emotion. I was so
numb
in shock.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm sure they were like, why are you, you don't seem like, you know, I think they, I don't know
you're
what
not
they expected.
Yourself.
Right. I just felt like I was floating, but you gave me that scripture that day, that
receive
night,
strength.
Receive. And I'm like, that's all. I'm like, Lord, I don't even know if I have the capacity to grab the strength.
To take hold.
And I always say this, talk about one of those old things we say, the pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yeah.
This is not what you're talking about in this book, Lindsay.
Absolutely.
Because you
not.
Know what? I told Lindsay at one point, I don't have boots and I don't have bootstraps and I don't have the strength to even bend down to pull them if I did.
Yeah.
And so when you said Hebrews 11:11,
receive,
I remember just laying there and turning wimpy, turning my palms up and saying, I'll receive that strength. I don't even know what that looks like. I don't even know what to expect, but this is where I'm at, God. Whatever that looks like, pour it out on me, because I don't even know that I can get up. And the next morning I got up, Lindsay, and I was like, okay, my feet are on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm receiving your strength. I'm going to stand up. I'm receiving your strength.
Yeah.
And it was just that, that basic for me.
It's simple.
It wasn't something I could physically go after.
Yeah.
And that's not what this strength is anyway.
The strength in Discover Your True Strength, that word true is really important for people to realize. Mm-hmm. In this book, I wrote it cover to cover on two premises.
Mm-hmm.
Three scriptures, two premises. Mm-hmm. The premise number one is from things I've observed in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And premise number two is things I've observed in people that I would categorize as strong.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it's not exactly what you would imagine as strong. You know, you think strong. First thing that comes to my mind in strength is like weightlifting or going to a gym or working out.
That the weak say I'm strong. We kind of always even do that hand
you
motion.
Do the
we
hand
put our
motion
muscles
that
up.
I'm showing you my muscle.
Muscle man.
Yeah. And this is totally opposite.
Right, right.
What it is understanding these three scriptures. Be strong in the Lord And I want to emphasize that right before the content pages, before you can see where the chapters are, I put this in so you can't miss it. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I say throughout this, I believe that makes God responsible to do the heavy lifting. Because in my own strength, some days I can really do some things. And other days I think, why did I get myself out of bed? And what am I even thinking that I could do this? The other is the joy, whether we like it or not. The joy of the Lord is not giggles and happiness.
Right.
If we're watching, we were talking a minute ago about I Love Lucy. I will giggle with I Love Lucy. But the minute it goes off, I either need another I Love Lucy or I chuckle for a few more minutes. This is not what we're talking about.
No.
This is a spirit of joy that comes in to replace the heaviness and sorrow that the devil tries to throw your way.
Yes.
And then the last one is, I can do all things. Now, if we stop there, I would be a total failure at that scripture. I can do all things through Christ. Again, he does the heavy lifting. And what's he doing? Through Christ, who does what? Strengthens me. So this is not about me. It's not about another person. This is about the through Christ who gives me strength to do what? Whatever it is he's called me to do. Now, having a husband go on to heaven, is it, I'm going to say it the way I can say it, a total disruption in what you think you're called to do. Because
we
the
were
boat
partners.
Just flipped over.
We were partners, like in everything.
Yes.
You know, all the we did so much kids ministry together, you know, and we have a special guest in the studio today.
We have a fly in the room, and if you're
and Lindsay's doing a dance.
There is a fly that is very, very attracted to my earlobe.
Lindsay has her jangle bells on her wrist.
My wrist is, my wrist, I have bracelets I've worn for years and years. My kids gave me these, and because of it, this fly is having an attraction to these bracelets, and I'm trying to remove the fly from, I'm not going to say the universe itself, but I'm working hard at it. But if you hear us and a fly buzzing, that's us. Yes. But truth, you guys were partners. So think about this. When the Bible says you become one flesh, now 50% has had your cage rattled.
So I do. I remember laying in bed and the girls came and crawled in bed with me and they said, I said, I just feel like half of me is missing. And they're like, it is.
It is.
It is, Mom.
So what do you do? How did you take a look of all things? I mean, we are not trying to promote this book to promote this book.
No.
Something happened to Melissa. She walked with me on the steps of, you know, writing it. My Jordan was typing it. Your Elizabeth was typing it. We all walked through this book laughing and saying, that can't be in there. Oh, put that in there. And a lot of other things. But you had no idea that the book would be for you.
Right. That's what I told you. Thank you for writing a book on strength.
Just for you.
Yeah, I needed
and
that right
else
now.
Who needs it?
Well, and just the realizing to, I mean, going through this whole book, we choose, you have the titles here. We strong women, we pray, we give, we choose faith over fear, we guard our soul, we finish powerfully. Those are some of the chapters, the last few chapters of this book. Well, none of that, all of that sounds great, but when you're like feeling incapacitated, until you get the crux of what this all is, and it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
Yeah.
And that's where you hit on, Lindsay, choosing to thrive. I'm going to choose. I'm going to choose to not lay down and be done with life.
If anybody doesn't have your book, go to discoveryourtruestrength.com. That's pretty simple. But if you do have your book, go to The Power of Choosing Strength, page 27. And I'll tell you why I wrote this this way. I thought about apples and oranges. I really did. I'm not kidding. I thought about opposites. I thought about what would happen if. And I wrote this, peace over anger. That's a choice, Melissa.
It is.
It's a choice. Forgiveness over holding grudges. Listen, I like the second half of that way better. Let's be honest. First of all, it makes for much better conversation between you and me and anybody else. If we are holding a grudge, you know, your emotions want everybody around you to agree with you and also to, let me say it carefully, sympathize with you. Oh, you poor thing. Well, okay, for about 20 seconds, that may feel good, but at the end of the day, I am still operating without the peace of God. I am still operating without the blessing in a sense. Not that God won't bless me, but but I'm choosing to hold a grudge. When you hold on to something, say you choose to hold on to a hot potato. Richard made me a baked potato the other day, one of my favorite things in the whole world. And he was like, oh, that's too hot. And I'm looking at him and I said,
We have
let
mom
it
hands.
Go. Yeah, you and I have. We call them asbestos fingers. But Richard's like flipping out, and I've got him, you know, one of those hand mat things,
yes.
you
yes,
know,
yes,
it's the glovey thing right
yes.
there, and he's just flipping. I said, "Let it go, for heaven's sake,
so
drop
funny.
It." Oh, I didn't want to drop it. I'm dropping.
That's amazing.
But the truth is, it's like holding onto a hot potato. Mm-hmm. Drop it mm-hmm. because it's harmful. Mm-hmm. It can hurt you. It can stop you from having the, I talk about mental real estate in here, mm-hmm. and it's not about mental wellness or mental illness. That's not what this is about. Mm-hmm. The mental real estate is you have so much brain space or thought processing in your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you think about all day long
right,
or whatever.
Right.
If you only have, like I used a Monopoly board, for example, if you've only got so many spaces,
right,
that's all you got. Mm-hmm. There's no extended board.
Right.
So if that's all you've got and all you're thinking about is choosing the grudges, the anger, the fear, the hate, mm-hmm. the bondage, you're filling up that very
being
valuable.
Being despondent.
Yes.
Because here's the thing. We feel like we don't have a choice. We feel like this is just the season
My
I'm
lot in.
In
life.
Yeah. This is how life is hard and I'm crushed. And it's like, no, we have a choice. We have to make a choice.
Yeah.
And my choice is I can't let my experience right now derail the rest of my life.
No.
I can't.
No, you've got a job to do. You've got work to do.
You've got
a calling. You've got children. You've got grandchildren.
That's my kids are like, our kids need their grandma.
Yeah.
And I'm like, absolutely. Absolutely.
And when we talk about making a choice, I'm going to use the word that I've used to the Lord many times. And the Lord was seemingly very okay mm-hmm. with it when I mm-hmm. started out. Because it eventually grew into my faith.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to call it lip service.
Mm-hmm.
If it's nothing more than starting with one declaration, mm-hmm. I will put one foot in front of
yeah.
the other.
Yeah.
I will do what God's called me to do. You know, this is the weird thing about God's calling. Whether or not it's sunny or storming outside, it's still God's calling.
Right.
Whether or not you are in your comfy, cozy clothes mm-hmm. or you're all dressed up, it's mm-hmm. still God's calling.
Mm-hmm.
And I not seemingly to be lighthearted about this because, listen, you guys have been our
listen,
close friends
we've
for
laughed
many,
together,
many
we've
years.
Cried together. I have not felt stifled. I've been able to grieve, but I don't grieve like those without hope, Lindsay.
That's scriptural.
I know that Gary is better off than us, little stinker.
Yeah. He's he is. He's way better. He's
walking
on the streets of gold.
When my mother passed several years ago, my dad, he was just shaking his head. I said, "Are you okay, Poppy?" And he said, She's finished her race. She's running. She's got her ultimate dream right now. She's with Jesus. And I was like, okay, that's amazing. That is amazing to think of. Yes.
Gigi, her mother, was the president of my fan club.
Yes.
And I've told this many, many, many times. And she was also the only member.
She was a hoot.
But truth be told, you're still called. Even though Gigi's in heaven, even mm-hmm. though Gary's in heaven, mm-hmm. you're still called. So, okay, what do you do? Well, I got to muster up. Listen, I don't know mm-hmm. what muster up means. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's listening, you know, email our ministry or whatever you do, direct message, something. Tell me what muster up means. But truth be told, God never expected us to muster up.
Right, right.
God expected us to hold on with our faith
mm-hmm.
and hold on to him
right.
because he is, as the Bible says, more than able mm-hmm. to do exceedingly abundantly far above anything we ask or mm-hmm. think. I mm-hmm. am not more than able. I don't think right now you're more than able.
Well, you know what?
You are able, but it's through Christ.
I haven't felt really strong, if you will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I know that the Lord has me and I'm not incapacitated.
No.
But I'm not sitting here like I'm Superwoman, you know?
No.
But because I've got a lot of things we're unrolling and unfolding and just navigating a whole new season of all kinds of things,
yeah.
you know? And so all of us, our whole family is, and all our friends too. I mean, we're all just like, this feels weird with all of us together and he's not here.
Yeah, it's like so we want the door to open and him mm-hmm, to walk in, but he's not.
And I just keep thinking he's coming down, scooting down the hall. My friend Cindy says, I just keep waiting for him to slide down the hall in his socks. His tall frame could just slide around the corner in socks like
nobody
else.
Yeah, he was a very tall man. And if he wanted to, he could strategically overlook me and never see me in his eyesight at all. But truth be told, things are different. It doesn't mean God's different.
And it doesn't mean I'm just like, I'm over it. No, this is a process. I'll never be over losing him.
Yeah.
But I'm I'm over being incapacitated.
Yes.
I refuse to quit living.
Yes.
I refuse to live in a sorrow so deep that I can't move forward in all that the Lord has for me to do and to be a part of my family.
In chapter 11, I wrote, strong women pursue a clear vision for their lives. Mm-hmm. I think so many times, Melissa.
You need to go back and reread it.
Yeah, I think so too. When we have this clear-cut vision, and you know me, what's my favorite thing? A list.
A list.
Checking off
boxes. I'll give
you
a bookmark and a book, and Lindsay will give you a list, and she'll a book too.
It's exactly true. Melissa and I have bonded through kindergarten with our children, K-4, K-5. We were homeroom mothers together, and our kids are in their 30s, so figure that one out. But I was always the list maker, and if I got to check off a box, I got so excited. I love checking off a box. But the truth be told, God has a strong vision for us. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe it has to take a little bit of a detour or a little bit of an unusual path, but God still
it can look
has
different.
A vision.
Let me read the quote you put on strong women pursue a clear vision for their lives. It's Terry Savelle Foy, which she's like the cheerleader
of dreams.
And this is what
her.
I love. So when what you see in your imagination is bigger than what you see in your reality, you will begin to attract the ideas, opportunities, resources, faith, and relationships necessary to pursue those dreams. Now, you may think that's a funny thing to read after what the heavy we've been talking about. But you know what? Wherever you are right now, you can start dreaming again.
Yes.
You can dream.
And Melissa, you can smile.
Yes.
You can laugh. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying everything will be chuckle funny, but I am saying that God wants to restore you.
Yes, he does. And there's an ebb and flow of how this all goes.
Yes.
You know, I can be joyful one minute, walk into Gary's closet and be teary-eyed, and then walk down the hall and see my little chubby grandbaby running toward me saying, honey. You know what I mean? So it's just, but I'm allowing myself that because I think that's healthy. I'm not trying to stifle this process, but I'm also not going to be stuck.
But that's why this book isn't Discover Your Strength. It's Discover Your True Strength.
And it's our God-given strength.
Yes,
Lindsay.
And we can tap into that day or night, situationally, no matter what it is, financially, whatever we are going through. The Bible says God wants to perfect the things that concern us. So whatever it is that we find ourselves going through, God wants to work on that. And God wants to perfect.
Yes.
Doesn't say you do it. Mm-mm. I thought I had to be perfect. Whoa, was that a disaster? Mm-hmm. But God wants to perfect the things that concern us. So right now, whatever it is that's concerning you, I pray that as you listen to what Melissa has been through and going through and will continue to be victorious in it, I pray for you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, for you to put on the armor of God and quench the fiery darts of the evil one. I pray for God to restore you financially, spiritually, physically, emotionally, in whatever area you have need of. I pray for God to be your true strength in any day, anywhere, any place, any situation, that you hold on to God and you recognize that you're holding on to your true strength. And you're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In Jesus' name, amen.
I love it.
And you know what I love to say at the end of every program? It's something I believe firmly. Yes. You are worth more than you think. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here on Entirely Unconventional.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Entirely Unconventional. If it impacted you, please consider leaving a review and giving it a 5-star rating. To order Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, visit discoveryourtruestrength.com. To connect with Lindsay on social media, you can find her at Lindsay Roberts Official. See you next week.